Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Taryn Arula. And Dr. Arula, let's start with the science right here. Why is it important for kids to get vaccinated? What happens if they're not?
George, it feels like right now it is a chaotic situation. Like we are unmoored. There is no captain steering the ship. And I know there's a lot of misinformation and mistrust. But one thing that should not be under fire is vaccination and the public health story success that vaccination has been in this country. We know that it has saved millions of lives. We know that it prevents disability from diseases. So we forget, but polio can cause paralysis. Measles can lead to brain inflammation. So if you get sick, it can end up resulting in complications. We have vaccines for cancer, HPV, and hepatitis. We need vaccinations to protect the vulnerable, the ill, the immunocompromised, children, right? So it is so important that we not forget the powerful impact. And I know it's easy as we, you know, live in a world where we don't see infectious diseases that much, but we don't have to look far back to COVID a couple years ago, and we can see how one virus, one vulnerability can impact us, not to mention the economic impact of hospitalizations, doctors' costs, lost wages. But I think that personalization of remembering the lives that we all saw lost. I remember the freezer trucks behind Lenox Hill Hospital where I worked, filled with bodies, patients saying goodbye on iPads. Let us not forget the toll that can happen, the immeasurable loss and suffering when we let our guard down.